he can work with a lot of wide receivers over the course of your coaching career. What's it been like being able to work with Odell Beckham now over almost the full training camp?
Right, it's been awesome. He's been great. He's a hard worker. He wants to still improve. You know, he knows that he can get better, and he works at that every day. He's been great on the field, great leadership. He's been great in the classroom with the young guys. He's been great in the cafeteria. He's been great everywhere. It's been really good. He's a hard worker, and like I said, he wants to get better, and you know, he's ready to play. He's ready to get going.
You've been with Rashad for multiple years, obviously. I mean, how good was it to see him make a great catch up out there after the road he's had to go?
It was awesome because he's been a little frustrated with trying to get back because he's been chomping at the bit to get on the field. So for him to get out there today and make a few kind of difficult catches on his first day, that was great to see. Good for his confidence, and he felt good about it all. But I felt great about it. Right. Well, you know, you see it every day. We work at that, and the chemistry comes with reps. Chemistry comes with time. But the good thing about it, Odell's a veteran. He understands football. Lamar's obviously a veteran, and so those guys understand football. So them getting on the same page and getting rhythm and chemistry is going to it's not going to take as long as some may think. And we have seen examples of that so far. And you know, just go keep on building those blocks. It's real competitive, you know, but it's more or less, you know, each guy versus himself. You know, when you come out here, you got to be on the top of your game for yourself. It's not necessarily you versus another guy. It's you versus yourself. You want to give yourself the best chance to make plays every time you have an opportunity. Then after that, just let the cards fall as they may.
Obviously, we see a lot of three wide receiver looks in Todd's offense. Just how happy are the receivers in the room about what they see coming?
Well, you know, you're always happy if you're out there and it might be a pass at wideout. So, you know, they're excited about, you know, our passing game and, you know, how Monk is calling it and how he sees it and his approach to it. So, yeah, those guys are excited and, you know, they're happy about that. Excuse me? He's actually not as good. No, I'm just kidding. You know, what we saw in him, you know, in the draft process, you know, he's shown it and then some. The one thing about him is that he is a hard worker. Aside from the traits and the speed and all the characteristics, his skill set is obviously there. But the thing that I think I was impressed by is that he's a worker. He's very smart, and he wants to get better every day. And, I mean, he's hungry to be the kind of player that we all think he can be. And so he brings that attitude to work every day. So that part's been really impressive.
Coach, I heard you earlier in the week during practices, walking down the sideline, you said, wide receivers just make a play, wild make a play. They made a lot of great plays today. What were you happiest to see in terms of improvement
in today's practice? Just what you said, completing the play. When the ball's in the air and if it's intended to you, you come down with the ball, regardless if the circumstances were in your favor, if your release was good, if the route was bad, good, doesn't matter. When the ball's in the air and it's coming your way, do whatever you can to come down with the ball. You know, and that's what we call making a play. The circumstances might not be set up just right. It might not be the best route you ever ran in your life, but the ball's still thrown. Bring it back to the ref.
Keith, how well did you know Darren Williams before your partnership?
I knew him not very well. I had been around him a little bit, few times, but I didn't know him very well, but he and I have a great chemistry. He's a heck of a guy and a heck of a coach, and I'm having a blast working with him. I think it's invaluable. You know, whenever you know, somebody you look up to is in your presence every day and is able to tutor you and give you an example and teach you anything that you may need to know, it's been great for him. You know, like we said, Bate hasn't been on the field, but he's been getting a huge dose of education and tutelage from Odell in the classroom. And so it's been awesome, and I think it's gonna show up on the field too. I think so. You know, anytime you know, as an offensive coordinator, if you're familiar with the position and you're trying to throw the ball a little more, That's always valuable. And his experience as a wideout coach has helped because he understands the plight of the wideout in certain circumstances where, you know, you may not understand that had you not played wideout. And so his experience or have not coached wideouts. And so his experience coaching wideouts has been very, very beneficial. They have to some degree. You know, every offense has different nuances to certain routes. For more or less, the concepts are the same because you're not going to reinvent the wheel. But in our offense, every new offense, there's some new routes with new nuances, different depths, different styles of the way you want to get to the same destination, but different paths to it. So our offense is not any different in that regard. But for the most part, you know, it's the same concepts, but it's you know, for a different language. Just look forward, you know, don't look in the rearview mirror, look through the windshield, you know, and just keep going forward. You can't change what happened in the past, so there's no need to dwell on it. It's not going to make you better. Only thing that's going to make you better is what you do now and going forward. So our conversations have been what he's going to do on the field now. We haven't spoken much about the past because that's not going to help him.